Sí, está que tenga así, ¿eh? No cuadra que tenga. I'm not translating for her. The song says, my mouth will sing with shout of joy, and I will raise my hands to praise you. God, you are my God, and my soul seek after you on the dry land. I found happiness only under your wings, because you are my rescue.
Amen.
And your right hand supports me.
Amen.
I love to behold your face, because in your sanctuary your glory shines and your power reveals itself.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. potišení, aby mali potišenie z vás.
And also your neighbors
a užito. A začína sa to s tišením nad Božím slovom.
And it starts when we are quiet with the word of
God. Jeho oslovením. Pán Boh nám rozumie.
And God, he understands us.
Podáva svoju ruku.
And he gives his hand.
A vyvádza do hojnosti.
And he is leading us.
Do pokoja.
Amen.
My zaspíme jednu pieseň. Už bola o tom hovorené na začiatku zhromaždenia. Je to pieseň o Duchu Svätom.
Amen.
We have to get him out of the bed. We have to change even the every bedding that he was sleeping on. Everything was soaked up. So we have to dress his bed with new sheets and everything. Even we changed the duvet. We have to change it. They were all soaked up. So we said, we are going to pray. Satan, you are alive.
Amen.
And we pray. And the Lord always in our midst as he comes. He sent the enemy out.
Amen.
Amen.
Because as the pastor was preaching, our testimony, he will challenge it.
Amen.
But he can never take our testimony from our hands.
Amen.
So here, as he, Gideon himself gave the testimony last Friday. Here we want to tell the devil that you can't.
Amen.
Brethren, let's stand by the
devil.
Amen.
He always visits us.
Amen.
He's always in our midst.
Amen.
He will never fail us.
Amen. Amen.
Let's always give ourselves to him.
Amen.
I don't know if we have time. Actually, this morning when I was coming, this song was on my heart. Heaven of Rest. I don't know if there is time for that. Heaven of Rest.
I think it's 88.
Amen.
The song is so beautiful. It says, I've anchored my soul in this haven of rest.
Amen.
Now, once you find that haven of rest, why do you want to sail while sin's
on
the land? Why do you want to get out there where you're tossed by temptation, you're tossed by doubt and fear and confusion? But all the ship has to do, the ship doesn't have to change itself, it just has to get itself into the right
position. Amen.
And you find that harbor. And haven is the harbor walls and the strong. And the waves aren't beat against the ship, they beat against the harbor walls. And all the ship has to do is just find the haven of rest. And if anyone has ever found rest in Jesus, you will never want to find look anywhere else.
Amen.
The Satan may lure you out, but like the shepherd, the sheep that gets away from the shepherd, you're going to want to get yourself back. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you.
Amen.
What is the world peace? Our friend, this is a peace that's beyond understanding.
That's right.
That's a peace in the soul. Yes. That's not a false peace like the world will give you.
Amen.
The people, they go to alcohol, they go to nicotine, they try drugs, they try all these things to find some way, to find some sort of a rest or some sort of a peace. But it's a false economy, right?
Right.
Because when you wake up the next day, the very things that took away your peace are still there.
Yep.
But when you find peace in Jesus,
amen.
This is a peace that never passes.
Amen.
That's right.
The wonderful thing about the rest that Jesus gives is that it's more powerful the more trouble you have inside.
Yes.
You know, you appreciate the harbor greater and more.
Amen.
The stronger the storm is that's beating outside.
Amen, that's right.
And when you see the other boats out on the waves, they're being tossed about. Some of them sinking, some making shipwreck. And you find yourself just at rest. What makes a difference isn't the type of ship. It's the haven of rest. It's the harbor that you've sought shelter in.
Mm.
And the wonderful thing about every harbor is there's an entrance.
Amen.
There's a whosoever will. You don't have to stay out there. You don't have to be tossed about on the seas of time. You don't have to. Jesus has already made a way.
Amen.
And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Amen.
And are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your soul.
Amen.
Friend, that's the true Sabbath.
Amen.
Some people keep Saturday as the Sabbath, but they don't know what the Sabbath is.
Amen.
God, when he rested the seventh day, it was a spiritual rest.
That's
right.
God doesn't sweat and toil. So when he rested on the seventh day, the Bible says he entered into his rest.
Amen.
And the Bible says now there's a promise given us under the new covenant that we can enter into his rest.
Amen.
So the Bible says, let's not fall short of that.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's come all the way into the haven of rest. And let's find peace with them. And then you find when the storms of life come, afflictions come in the home, affliction comes in your body.
Amen.
Even the time comes when the doctor says, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do.
Amen.
It doesn't change the spirit.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
A wonderful thing
to Amen. Amen.
It's a peace which, once you tasted of it, you wouldn't give anything.
That's right.
Though this world may offer you silver and gold,
Amen.
A great reputation, you know, you may have big prestige in society, but so many of those people, when they go home at night, friend, you see they marry 6-7 times.
That's right.
Because they don't have peace within themselves.
That's right.
They get in relationships with people because of the natural attraction, because of the chemistry of the body, and they think they're going to find rest and peace in that. Oh, friend, it's not like that. The father says, he says, when I was young, he says, I used to think, if I could just have a date with that girl, surely I'd find rest for my troubled soul. And he says, and I'd polish up my car, and I'd put the roof down, and I'd put the windshield back, and I'd get in there and get in with that girl, and after 10-15 minutes, I'd be thinking, maybe there's another one. This is but
right.
Today when I found Jesus. Down there on that coal shack, on that coal shack.
Yes, sir.
He says, and I looked away to him and I said, Jesus,
Amen.
Is there nothing that you can do for me?
Amen.
He says, then something understanding came in that gave me a peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Process understanding.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, friends, that's the testimony of a believer.
Amen.
Christianity isn't a doctrine.
Yes.
Christianity is an experience.
Yes.
That's right.
Christianity is a possession that you possess.
Amen.
It's not just something you profess, it's something which is real. It's substance.
Amen.
It's something that declares itself to you. Amen. Outward circumstances will tell you, yeah, you have no right to have rest in your heart.
Mm.
Can't you see all the things that are taking place around you? But you can't explain it. There's just something there. There's a substance, and there's a rest and a peace, and it's the rest of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's a rest of entering into Christ.
Amen.
But you've got to take His yoke upon yourself.
That's right.
You've got to learn of Him, and you'll find that He is meek and lowly. And you will find rest for your soul.
Like
anybody who's tossed about here, even as believers, sometimes Satan gets us out of the heaven of rest. When we start resting on our own reasoning, we start resting on our own strength and our own power. You cannot overcome this. He's already overcome for you. So you need to rest in the overcomer himself. Because He's already made the way through.
Thank
He's
you, Lord.
Already conquered. He's already lost the part that you should take.
Mm.
So all it is a submission.
Yes.
It's a yieldedness.
Amen.
And sometimes we need to go back to Him and we just need to say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Mm.
I took it in my own hands and I missed it.
Mm.
Lord, I'm nervous. I'm worried. And yeah, the prophet says, how do they make opium? They make it from the lily of life.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
All day is they used to take opium to try to find rest in the natural. And it says you will take that little bud from that rose of Sharon and you crush it.
Yeah?
Mm. Rather than make it to other things. He says that Jesus is the lily of the
Amen.
And He was bruised for our iniquities.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a fragrance, there's a something that comes forth from Him. There's a perfume.
Mm.
There's an ointment that comes forth from Him. That if you apply that inside of your soul,
Amen.
You apply that wherever the wounds are, that's the balm of Gilead.
Amen.
And the Lord, He said, I don't understand with my people. He says, I've got a complaint against my people.
Amen.
He says, they've done two evil things. He says, they've forsaken me.
Mm.
The rivers of living water, and they've hewn out for themselves broken systems that can hold no water. Just like the Lord asks, why?
Mm.
He says, is there no balm in Gilead?
Mm-hmm.
Is there no physician there?
Mm-hmm.
Why then is the health of the daughter of my people not here? Mm-hmm. Friend, if there wasn't a remedy, God wouldn't ask why.
That's right.
But why die on the doctor's doorstep?
Mm-hmm.
When the remedy is there, there's the ointment, there's the balm,
mm-hmm.
there's the remedy to every need that you have.
Amen.
Spiritually and physically, Christ has already stored it up for us.
Amen.
And He opens the door and He puts out the welcome mat and He says, whosoever will,
Amen.
Let him come.
Amen.
And then we don't come. And then we trust Him and trouble Him. We have all these burdens in our lives and they spill over from our lives into our families and spill over to other people. No, my friends. It doesn't have to be like that.
Mm.
There's balm in Gilead, but you need to go and you need to apply it in your situation.
Amen.
And you'll find that it's a sure remedy. The prophet says it's beyond a remedy, it's a cure.
Amen.
It's not just a remedy, it's a cure. And to anybody who's tasted it, my friends, that's all we could say to you. Taste and see that the Lord is
good.
Amen. Imagine yourself.
Amen.
Give Him an opportunity.
Amen.
Lay aside religion.
Mm.
Lay aside your own efforts, your own works. And give Jesus an opportunity.
Amen.
Just say, Lord, like the prophet did. Just say, Master.
Amen.
It's nothing that you can
Hallelujah.
Do.
Amen.
I've tried everything else.
Amen.
But I still keep coming back to the same situation.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing, Master, that you can do.
Amen.
And friend, there's never yet been and there never will be a day that Jesus
Amen.
Doesn't respond to a heart that cries out to
Him. Amen.
Right.
His nature doesn't allow.
Yes.
He'll come down from heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll come down to Eden because there's a soul across a stormy sea.
Amen.
To go to a maniac because there's a soul that was crying out.
Amen.
And if your soul is crying out today, there's a remedy for you.
Amen.
I just want you to lay aside your understanding. It says in Isaiah, let the wicked forsake his thoughts.
Amen.
Mm. Mm.
Let us suffer forsake his way.
Amen.
Because my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Amen.
And my ways are not your ways. But my way, my thoughts as high as the heavens.
Amen. Amen.
The thing that holds you back from his rest is your thoughts.
That's right.
The things that hold you back from the glory of walking in his way is you trying to hold on to your way. And that's what repentance is. Repentance is a change of mind.
That's right.
Amen. You've got to look at your situation and say, enough is enough.
Amen.
I keep doing the same thing and coming to the same situation.
Amen.
Surely I need to realize I need to stop doing the same thing.
Amen.
Surely
amen.
There needs to be a change.
Amen.
That's what repentance is. Repentance starts as a change in your mind.
Amen.
You look at it in a different
way.
What remained you? If Jesus went to the cross, if he hung between the heavens and the earth, if he shed his blood for me, if God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, why am I carrying the burden of my sin like this? Why am I carrying the effects of sin like this? Doesn't have to be.
That's right.
But there's something inside of the human heart sometimes that can be very stubborn, very rebellious. We don't want to give them. No, we want to say, no, I can do it. Nobody must tell me what to do. That's what's getting you to all the trouble that you are.
That's right.
That's why you've got all the pressure that you have. That's why all the people that surround you now look at you in a different way than they used to be.
Amen.
It needs an act of your will.
Yes.
There's got to be a willingness inside to say,
amen.
Amen.
I give in to death. I failed. I lay it down. I can't do it myself. I'm not going to try anymore. Jesus, I come to you.
Amen.
I want you to
know
your God. I want to learn of you. Because I know that you are meek and you are humble. And you have said, if I learn of you, if I take your yoke, I take aside my yoke of iron, my yoke of brass, I cast it aside. I take on your yoke.
Amen.
You become my shepherd.
Amen.
You become the one who leads. And then I'll find rest for my soul.
Amen.
And friends, it's as simple as that.
Amen.
And you'll wonder afterwards and say, but why did I struggle for so long?
Amen.
Why did I try to do it myself for so long?
That's right.
Why did I do this? I shouldn't have done this. I should have done this long time ago.
Amen.
Friend, the gospel is simple.
Yes. That's right.
The gospel is whosoever will let him
go. Hallelujah.
Whosoever will. No matter what you've done, it doesn't matter. Jesus has already paid the price for whatever you've done.
Amen.
You may be so low down like the prophet says that the dogs won't even bark at you in the street. You might have been so immoral in your past that for you even just to think of the things that you've been through, you can't even believe some of the things that you did. But my friend, Jesus knows the
limit.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus will meet you at your point of need.
Amen.
If you're at your point of need today that you've had enough, he's here to meet you today.
Amen.
He's saying to you today, give it to me.
Amen.
Don't hold on to it yourself.
Amen.
If you keep holding on to it yourself, it's going to destroy you.
Amen.
Give it to me. Come unto me.
Amen.
And friend, you just come to the foot of the cross and you just kneel down there and you just look up. And you see him there.
Amen.
What is he saying there?
Hallelujah.
He's saying, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
They don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
He's making intercession for the transgressors.
Amen.
You're not coming to Mount Sinai with his thunder and lightning, and it's a scary place. But you first come to Mount Calvary. You come to the place where you see Jesus hanging between the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
You see your sins being judged on him. And he said, but he was the only one that was perfect. He was the only perfect lamb that there ever was. He was the only obedient one. He was the only submissive one. Why is heaven striking him? It's a simple question. Because heaven shouldn't strike you and heaven.
Amen. Amen.
But God so loved the world that God made a sacrifice.
Amen.
God put the perfect one and hung him between the heavens and the earth. Earth had rejected him. Heaven couldn't receive it. He had to hang the damn between the heavens and the earth. And God judged him without mercy. Why? Because God doesn't want to judge you and I without mercy.
Amen.
The Bible says, the song says, he was born to die. The song says, I owed a debt I couldn't
pay. Amen. That's right.
He paid a debt I couldn't pay. But he paid a debt that he didn't owe.
I needed someone to take my sin.
Amen.
And now I sing a brand new song.
Amen.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The gospel is simple.
Amen.
That makes it complicated. It tells you you've got to confess to a priest. That's a lie.
That's right.
There's only one priest you have to confess to.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He's our great high priest.
Amen.
He's the one who makes intercession.
Amen.
He's the one entering into the heavenly, taking his own blood as a sacrifice to stand in the presence of God representing us this morning.
Amen.
So we can come unto the mercy seat.
Amen.
We can come unto him this morning in this blood that speaks better things than that of evil. This blood that intercedes on our behalf. Amen. Our friend. Hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the gospel is the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
It's a voice that cries out for mercy.
Mm.
It's a voice that cries out for forgiveness.
Amen.
It's a welcoming, inviting voice that calls you to say, come, come and see. Come and taste that the Lord will show.
Amen.
There's no person who ever heeded that voice and obeyed from their heart up to today, all through time, was ever regretted.
That's right.
There's never been a person who put their trust in Jesus and came
It's true.
And there's a multitude of all of us. We put our trust in religion.
Mm.
We put our trust in men. We put our trust in pastors and priests. We put our trust in systems of religion and men. And what did they do? Everyone let us down. Because the Bible says every man shall supplant.
That's right.
Every person will let you down, but there's a friend. There's one who will never let you down.
Amen.
When all people leave you like the prodigal son, and you're down there feeding the swine. And you've wasted all of your father's inheritance. You brought disgrace upon yourself. He'll meet you there.
Amen.
And there'll be a turning point, and he'll come to you where you are. And things when you look to him and say, I will arise. I will stay in this condition.
Amen.
Look at where my decisions have taken me.
Look
at where my own self-will has taken me.
Yes.
You get to a stage inside of yourself when he comes and he speaks to your soul. And he says, it doesn't have to be like that. And something starts to change in your understanding, and you come to yourself. And then you say, I will arise.
Amen.
I brought you my father.
Amen.
And I said, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. I've wasted your inheritance in righteousness with harlots of all these kind of things. I will arise and go to my father's house. And I will say, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Take me as your son. But I guarantee you, before you get there, you're going to see him running to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And when you him to come with judgment in his eyes, when you're expecting him to come to enumerate every one of the multitude of sins in the great catalogue of sin of your life, you find when he comes running like the prodigal son, when the father came running, there was only one look in his eyes. It was a look of love. It was unconditional love. It was unconditional grace. And his son now saw the father coming, and as soon as the son saw the look in his father's face, he knew this isn't what I thought. He's happy to see me. And the father came and embraced him, and the young man wanted to say, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. He's his son.
Amen.
Oh, bring the best robe.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because my son was dead.
Amen.
My son was lost. He's found.
Amen.
And Jesus says there's joy
Hallelujah.
In the presence of the angels of God.
Amen.
Of one sinner that repents.
Amen.
Oh, you can be happy and rejoice today. And the more sin you have, Jesus says, he who has forgiven much,
that's right,
loveth much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those people that have done so much evil and iniquity, and then they find redeeming love. Then they find unconditional grace. Those people who love Jesus more than other people.
That's right.
Jesus says, a man owes 500 talents, a man owes 50 talents. Both are freely forgiven.
which one will love more?
That's right.
The one who had the greater debt.
That's right.
He's the one that's going to be the
most.
Amen. Amen.
We need to appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
And these are closing days.
That's right.
As you see the door to the Gentiles closing.
Amen.
As you see the Jews and an expectation for their visitation.
Amen.
We need to take advantage of every opportunity that He gives us.
Amen.
We need to make sure that we anchor our souls in the
Spirit. Amen.
We need to make sure that we seal the way of Christ.
Amen.
That we represent it only in Him.
Amen.
That we're not seeking refuge, not seeking comfort, we're not seeking salvation, redemption in anywhere else.
Amen.
Because the Bible says there's only one given among men, whereby men might be saved, and that's the name.
Amen.
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 And so we repent in His name, we call upon His name, we baptized in His name,
amen.
And we take His name upon
us. Amen.
And we're glad to testify of His name.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He's the only one.
Amen.
He's the sum of perfection. He's the sum of beauty.
Amen.
He's all that your soul has ever needed, has ever longed for. And the only thing the devil can do, he tries to keep you from it. That's the greatest thing that he fears. And if you can just get a real glimpse of the real Jesus, not the traditional Jesus, not the religious Jesus, not the church Jesus, but the Jesus of the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus who was seen yesterday, today, and forever. If your soul can just get one glimpse of the real Jesus,
amen,
you'll never be the same
again. Amen.
And how do we know that? That's a personal Jesus.
Yes.
To many people.
Amen.
That's what happened to us. We were dead in sin.
Amen.
We were dead in trespasses. We were tossed about. We were children of disobedience, the Bible says. Our minds were darkened. We gave ourselves over to all manner of unspeakable things. And then there was a day. It was a glorious day.
Amen.
Day of visitation when grace came down and mercy.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. When we couldn't come to Him, He came to us.
Amen.
That's the story of the Lord.
Amen.
We surrender ourselves to the grace that is in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So let's stand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let us bow our heads before we come to the Word today. And I just want to ask you, is anybody here who's in that situation? And inside of your heart, you know you need a
Amen.
You've tried a lot of other things. You might have tried religion that's made you bad. Friends, we all tried religion that led us all down. Because religion was made by man.
Amen.
Religion is a covering that man makes for himself. We're not speaking of religion here today. We're speaking of the gospel.
Amen.
We're speaking of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're speaking of a gross covenant. That God has opened the way, the gates of heaven, through the death of Christ. And you want Him today to be part of it. Why not just inside of your heart? Raise up your hand. Let's just pray and say, Jesus, I've tried everything else, but Lord, I'm coming to You.
Amen.
I'm coming, Lord. I'm laying myself down. I'm bringing my burdens. I'm bringing my sins.
Amen.
Jesus, I've given everything else a chance. Now, Lord, I give You a chance.
Hey.
There will be a turning point. If you do it with all your heart.
Amen.
Father, we thank You that You've gathered us in Your house.
Amen.
Once again.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank You for mercy.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You,
Lord. We thank You for Your blood.
Thank You, Father.
Father speaks even now.
Amen.
We thank You, Father, for Your Spirit.
Thank You, Jesus.
Father, Lord, we thank You for the Spirit of grace.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Won't let us alone in our sin.
Yes.
We thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that won't leave
thank
us
you,
in
Lord.
Our exile.
Yes.
Lord, won't allow us to be satisfied.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
But Father, You come to us.
Yes.
When we can't come to You.
Yes.
You come to us.
Amen. Thank You.
Yes. Upon us.
Amen.
Father, pray for every heart that is represented here.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Every soul that is under, Lord, this roof. I pray and ask of You, Lord.
Yes.
Let this be the day, Lord, that You visit hearts and souls.
Amen.
Of them that are burdened by sin, by sin-sick souls. Father, that, Lord, Father, condition in the heart. That Father has separated man from You.
Yes.
I just pray, Father, upon this day that You reveal Yourself in a special
Amen.
That special remedy
Amen.
Of
Amen.
of that finished work, Jesus, when you hung between the heavens and the earth, and you cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, Father, let us consider upon this day what that meant for us.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, may you apply the balm upon this day. Let us open up your precious word, won't you help us upon this day?
Amen.
All the things that should be said in
here. Amen.
Your servants gather into the north, south, east, and west.
Amen.
Up unto thee as well. Bless your son.
Amen.
Bless your bones. Bless your bride upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
As we thank you, Father, that you've gathered us. Bless your word, yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Let's open the book of Revelation, chapter 10.
Amen.
Let's just take the fourth from there. Oh, sorry, we do have some prayer requests. Brother Shep's asking for prayer. He's ill, you'll remember him. And visitor Sister Tiffany from Canada. Apologies to Sister Tiffany.
Amen.
Sister Charity from the States. We really do appreciate you being here.
Amen.
And we know that Sister Lydia's dad is traveling back on Tuesday. So we do remember him and pray for safe journey. It's been wonderful to be with him.
Amen.
May the Lord bless him as he goes back.
Amen. Amen.
Say greetings from us to his family and to the saints.
Amen.
Let's open Revelation 10. Let's read from verse 1 up to verse 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed in a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders are, and write them up. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh
angel,
you shall begin to say, the mystery of God should be finished,
amen,
as he has declared to the servant.
Amen.
Let's pray once more. Father, we pray. We must pray your blessing upon the word. We pray for the
yes, Lord.
We pray to be Jesus, you are the cure. We send the word of healing to him upon the
amen.
We pray, Lord, for our sister's father, traveling, pray for traveling mercies upon him.
Amen.
That you bless him, that you minister to his needs, that you be his all in all. Even as you go back to school.
Yes.
Bless the visitors in our gates.
Amen.
Bless them while they are in our midst, Lord. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to take, we spoke a little bit on Friday about just the meetings and so forth that in Switzerland. It really was a fine time. But I just wanted to just take a few little gleanings of some thoughts. You know, when you go away, there's a lot of things that are said, but there's certain things which really bless you.
Amen.
Or there's certain things, and this is really is going to say, so, she was really enjoying herself. I heard Sister Lily say, amen, from the back. But there's certain things which are important, certain things which are virtuous, and it's a really good thing just to continue sometimes to fellowship on those same things. Maybe take them from different directions, different avenues, but you know, if the Lord has ministered a blessing, if he's spoken something to you, it's for a purpose.
Right.
And one good thing to do, if you want to really keep, like we said on Friday with the young people and so forth, if you want to keep a revival going inside of your heart, remember we spoke about how to read the Bible, and we said, look, read the Bible prayerfully. Yeah. Approach the Bible the right way. But one important thing, if you really want to get virtue from whatever experience God gives you, is share what it is that God has
given.
But the Bible says, he that watereth shall be watered himself.
Amen.
Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. But there's a real principle in that. It's that if the Lord has ministered a blessing to you, go and share it with other people.
Amen.
And as you share it with other people, it's like the Lord waters it and it starts to grow and it gets life and it can unfold itself into many, many avenues and many, many things. So, you know, I know the prophet said it about Brother Billy Paul. He said, Billy, he said, the problem of this generation is we know so much and we give out so little. Mm. He says, we know so much and we tell so little. And it's true. But if you really want to keep the blessing and to be a blessing, share what it is that
the Lord
has. Amen. Amen.
And that's why a testimony is such an important thing. The Lord said it so many times in the Old Testament, the importance of testifying. He would say, tell your children the great things that the Lord has done.
Amen.
To speak of these things. If the Lord has done a work in our age, if He's done a work in your life, you know, you want that to stay fresh. You want that experience to grow. Don't keep it to yourself. Give a testimony like Brother Max did to me.
Amen.
Come and give a testimony of the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
But a key to a good testimony is be very prayerful.
Amen.
There's nothing worse than a proud testimony.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Like we said, the prophet had a way that he could testify in his messages. The prophet can take a message and give 10 personal testimonies in the message. And you read that message, and you'll never think he's including himself.
Amen.
He just had a way of bringing about a testimony to give all the glory to the Lord.
That's right.
That's because the man was yielded. That's because the man was prayerful. That's because the man had the right motive and objective.
Amen.
And that's how you'll find, like Brother Max gave his testimony. It's a blessing.
That's right.
Why? Because it's a genuine testimony to share, to encourage. Amen. To try to tell other people, saints, the Lord did this for me.
Amen.
I really want to do the same thing.
Amen.
It's a good thing to testify.
Amen.
And I would say that's one weakness we have in our church.
Amen.
Testify enough.
Yes, sir. Mm.
The Lord has done wonderful things for us.
Amen.
When we're going to Switzerland on the plane, we're speaking of Brother George, we have the airport in Zurich. And they're speaking about that. He says, we should start a magazine or something.
Amen.
In this church. And people put their testimonies, because friends, there's some powerful testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has done some powerful things.
Amen.
And it's good, like they did in the Bible days. Take the testimonies and record them.
Amen.
Write them down. These are testimonies.
Amen.
This is the testimony of Samson. This is the testimony of David.
Amen.
And it would be a good thing if you would take our testimonies.
Amen.
Pray over them.
Amen.
And really, really put them before the Lord and say, Lord, I desire this would you have done for me to be used.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then come and testify in front of the Lord.
Amen.
To get an inspiration. Then take it from there and go and record it, right?
Amen.
Go take your time. And then we compile those testimonies and we print them and we give them out to people.
Amen. Amen.
Because you'll be going through something, you will think you're the only one. And then you'll find a testimony of somebody who's been going through something far worse than what you've gone through.
Hallelujah.
And you'll see the way the Lord ministered them out of that
situation. Amen.
Oh, friends, testimonies are good things.
Amen.
But like the prophet says, you can spoil a meeting with long, drawn-out testimonies.
Amen.
That's why I say it's got to be like a spiritual testimony.
Mm.
Now, the person needs to be in a good spiritual condition.
Mm.
Prayed up, you know, having really, really got their focus on what is the main thing in this testimony? Where's the real virtue in this
testimony?
Mm. And then you come and it's got a testimony that's got a spiritual punch in it.
Amen.
You know when to start, you know when to end. That's a great gift for people.
Amen.
Especially for preachers. The prophet speaks about being long-winded. It's very easy to do that. And the prophet says you lose the blessing.
Mm.
You push something for too long. When there was a blessing at the beginning, you push it out for too long and you lose the blessing.
Yes.
It's a great news. When we were there, Johnny Reagan was preaching. He preached just an hour, but an hour and 5 minutes. Then he said, stand. Nobody wanted to stand.
Amen.
I said, no, this is to be continued. He's very wise in what he did.
Mm.
Because we left with a blessing. And we left with an expectation for
him. Amen.
We
Amen.
Could have tried to drag it out and continue on, but he came to the place and said, that's it.
Mm.
That's what the Lord wanted me to deliver has been delivered. He said, let us stand and let's go. And John stood in front and said, no, no, you can't let us go.
Amen.
Because everybody wants you to stay. And I think sometimes there's a wisdom.
Amen.
And knowing when to stop. There's wisdom in knowing when enough is enough. And so the prophet says, pray to the Lord when you speak to somebody and say, Lord, give me words to
Hallelujah.
Say.
Hallelujah.
Fill my mouth with good words.
Yes, sir.
Nudge me when I've said it.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes we'll do such a good job speaking, then we should stop. We don't. And then you've got to undo all the good work that you did when you continue
Amen.
From this. So it really does need grace. But We desire those kind of things.
Amen.
Because the Lord has done good things for us.
Amen.
And in this message, God is at grace.
Amen.
To bring you to the message of the hour. Friends, that's God's grace.
Amen.
That's absolutely God's grace.
Amen.
The problem is we sometimes get used to it, like when you're driving with the saints in Switzerland. We were so overawed by the Alps, the beauty of the Alps. But the saints that live there, they don't see the beauty of the Alps anymore. No, to them, they see it every day. To us, we couldn't believe the beauty of the place. But friends, let's never get used to this.
Amen.
You find yourself that it's starting to get common. You find that you're starting to lose the wonder of it, like the prophet says, the splendor of it. Go back to the Lord and get your experience with
him.
Like he says, when you lose your burden for the lost, come to the altar. You come and get broken up once again. Come and break up that fallow ground. Because you can get to a stage in your experience that the ground that's been trodden on, that's been rained upon for so long, that that field that used to be fertile ground, that's now got a hard crust on top of it. And even if you sow the seed on that soil, it's never going to bring forth anything at all. That doesn't mean the soil's not fertile. It's fertile. But there needs to be some work done on that field. And that's when you need to get the plow into a field like that. And that's not easy work. You need to break up that fallow ground. Break up that crust that's on the top. Get rid of the thorn bushes. Get rid of the rocks and those things. And then when you sow the seed and the thorn and the latter rain come upon that field, you're going to find it brings forth a little. But we need a regular season of breaking up.
Amen.
We need it as believers. We need a regular season. The prophet says if you are not experiencing the supernatural on a regular basis, you become cold and biased. He says, your testimony may be completely clear. You may have every sin under the blood, but you wonder, why am I cold in my experience? It's because you're not renewing your experience. You need to renew your youth as an Israel. You need to wait upon the Lord. And
amen.
Renew your youth. Renew your strength.
Amen.
But it's a truth.
Amen.
It's a real truth. And one sure way, if you want to keep doing this, is testify of your life. The prophet says, give glory to the Lord.
Amen.
And if you get an opportunity, you give glory to the
Hallelujah.
Lord. At work, if you see there's someone who's sick, find an opportunity to tell them, do you know, Jesus can heal.
Amen.
You'll be surprised. You find somebody speaking and doing immoral things. Find an opportunity, not in front of other people. And pray and seek the right opportunity and go and tell them, hey, my friend, you don't have to live a life.
Amen.
And the prophet says, by doing that, you give God glory.
Amen.
You give God glory, heaven responds.
Amen.
That's right.
Heaven always responds. And you'll find you might have started that day with a great depression. Yeah? You'll have started that day wondering about your future, wondering about so many different things. An opportunity comes in the midst of the day and you break out of the human veil and you test it
by
someone and tell them about Christ. See how it transforms your life.
Amen.
See how you get heaven on earth.
That's right.
You'll find you'll be in heavenly places once again because the angels rejoice. But there's a response in heaven whenever somebody reaches out in a local redemption. And that what is happening in heaven is a corresponding something that happens in the heavenly places inside of your life. And you will know. Like the prophet says, when you say the right thing, you'll know.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, so sometimes it's so simple. But the prophet says it's not the big things we do. It's
yes,
the little
sir.
Things
Amen.
Those are the ones that make a big difference inside of our life. We're looking at these big things that you think we've got to do. Generally speaking, it's never that. If you can just keep your prayer life right, if you can just stay in the Word, stay in the message of the hour.
Amen.
If you can just stay in fellowship with the body of Christ. Oh, my friend, there's very few things the devil's going to be able to do to you.
That's right.
He does. God is going to counteract what he does.
Amen.
In prayer, in his word, in fellowship.
Amen.
And saints don't come to church. You'll find people that don't come on a Wednesday and a Friday. And they wonder why in their spiritual experience they're not. Don't have the first love that you used to have in the days of the youth. It's not a mystery. You don't need a prophet to discern and tell you that.
Amen.
It's very simple.
Go back and do your first works.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. He said, if you lost your first love, first and what? Remember from where you have fallen. Sometimes we've got a spiritual amnesia. We've forgotten what we used to be.
Yes, sir.
We've been so far down in the valley. We've been so long in that situation. That you forget there were days we used to have victory inside our lives. Ah, friends, that's when you need grace.
Amen.
That's when you need to wait upon the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The first thing the Lord will do for you is He'll come and reveal to you what you used to be.
Amen.
Because to repent, you need to realize what you used to be.
That's
right.
To realize how far you've fallen.
Amen.
That's what He said to the Ephesian church. He says, how you have fallen. That's the one thing. Now, when you come down from a height that you used to be as a Jew, no matter how you might try to justify yourself, you're fallen.
Amen.
You're in a fallen condition. Of
that's right.
Amen.
And the only way back, the first thing we need to do, the problem is you need to go back in your mind.
Amen.
That's the first thing. You've got to remember what you used to be.
Amen.
You've got to remember what Christ used to mean to you.
Amen.
You've got to remember the days that when you took the messages and you put them on. There was a glory and a wonder when you listened.
Amen.
You know, there was an excitement. There was a spiritual stimulation. An enthusiasm. That was in the days of your first love. But you need to be honest with yourself because the human heart is very deceptive.
That's right.
He'll find a thousand reasons to justify why it's in the condition that it is. And you know what the normal reasons are? We blame other people.
That's right.
That's the first thing. Help us. No, he said this, she said that, he preached that. God, that's got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I wasn't there when you received Christ.
Yeah, that's
right.
I wasn't there when you received your first love. So don't blame me when you lose your first love. I might have made my mistakes, other people might have made your mistakes, but that's got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
But that's still no justification for you losing your first love.
Amen. Yeah.
Because Christ died for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ loved you when you were yet unlovable. So what justification do we have because of the behavior of people and the things that they do to us that we now change our attitude towards Christ? No, my friend, we've fallen.
Yes, sir.
And we need to remember from this.
Amen.
We need to remember what Christ used to mean to us.
Amen.
We need to remember the days of getting up early in the morning.
Amen.
You couldn't wait to get in your prayer closet. Is it still the same?
Yes, sir.
Is it still the same?
Amen.
I've already condemned you many times. It's as if Christ is not as sweet to you now as he was when he first repented you backslid.
Amen.
It's a serious one, friend.
That's right.
But sometimes before you can apply the balm of Gilead, you've got to diagnose the case problem.
Amen.
Now, if you find that someone's put a plaster over a wound and it's getting gangrene in it, friend, you've got to open up that wound once. You've got to say, look, this wasn't fixed properly from the beginning.
Amen.
Disease has come back once again.
Amen.
You need to open up the wound.
Amen.
It may be painful, but friend, if you want to fix a thing, fix it properly.
Amen.
Fix it so that stays fixed.
That's right.
That's what you need in our Christian experience as well.
Amen.
We need to fix things so that they stay fixed. Don't just pray until you feel a little bit better. Pray until you have dominion over the pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stay there until you have a fresh experience with Him.
Amen.
Stay there until in your own spiritual experience you know the authority, spiritual authority has come back into your experience.
Amen.
And you've got that enemy under your feet.
Amen.
So the prophet says, destroy your enemy before your enemy destroys you.
That's right.
Your enemy hates you.
Amen.
The devil's not going to give any quarter to you.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to give any room or leeway to you. When he gets an opportunity inside of your life, he's going to try to kill you. If he can't do it, he's going to try to smile you and spoil you. Get you to do things that would be so difficult for you to turn back on. from. But even if you realize later it's wrong what I did, he wants to put those things inside of your life. He wants to so put blots and blemishes inside of your life. Ah, friend, he's not somebody that you want to play around with.
No,
that's right.
Amen. Jesus never played around with the devil.
Yes.
Jesus kept himself fortified there in the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus kept himself completely under the blood.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus fought him with the most effective weapon that there was, which was the sword of the Spirit. Which was the word that was ministered to him to meet that exact situation that he was in. But in that condition, we need to be prepared. And we need to love the word.
Amen.
It shows what you think about Jesus. Because Jesus is the Spirit behind this book.
Amen.
Jesus is the life that's written between the lines of this book. Oh, friends, how can you say I'm having good fellowship with Jesus when you fall asleep when you're reading your Bible? You can't be like that.
No.
That's right.
It's not possible for you to be like that.
Amen.
You only know your spiritual condition by your relationship to the Word.
Amen.
That's how you know. That's the spiritual thermometer.
That's right.
Amen.
And can I tell you another way? It might sting a little bit. By the prayer meeting.
Yeah.
People aren't where they're supposed to be that don't like prayer meetings.
Yes.
But they prefer to have preaching meetings. So they can sit in the back and think of other things. No, no, no. Prayer is the
great
thing
for Christ.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
There are many great things, but who you really are is who you are on your
knees. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I want to find out what's in your heart, if I could come and listen in your prayer closet, I'm going to find out who you are.
Amen.
Because you're going to be pouring out the contents of your heart.
Right.
A genuine believer in prayer, you're speaking the deep things.
Amen.
Things that didn't even condemn you.
Right.
You're saying, Lord, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to think like this. Lord, I don't want the spirit of criticism. I don't want the spirit of caution. I want these things inside of my life. Friend, pray is a real asset test.
Amen.
You are no greater than your prayer life.
That's true.
And it doesn't matter that the seals are open. It doesn't matter that the thunder is open. That's got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
It's prayer.
Amen.
Without praying, none of those things are going to help you. All the seals may be unveiled. The thunders may have uttered their voices. Yeah. Christ may have come down in the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Sent a prophet forth. The lion may have roared. And it doesn't help you at all. It doesn't help at all.
Yes, sir.
Because it's an atmosphere of unbelief.
Amen.
There's an atmosphere of confusion. There's an atmosphere of fear. It's an atmosphere that didn't used to be there. Remember from where you are.
Amen.
You didn't used to accommodate the things that you accommodate now. That's why the problems come in. Like we said on Friday, if you want to keep a revival, make sure you don't allow anything into your spirit which has a nature contrary to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Don't allow conversation which doesn't have the nature of the dove.
Because
the moment you do that, the dove takes its flight.
That's
how the prophet preached. The church and its condition.
Yes,
what did he preach about? The lamb and the camel. He says, that's the reason and the condition that we are. He says, we tattle against the devil. We backbite somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah. We judge situations without finding out the facts. We just listen to one side of the story and criticize the other person. And the prophet says, and then we wonder why we're in the spiritual condition. Friend, there's a law that God has said, it's a law of cause and effect. There's always a cause to bring about a certain effect. If there's an effect inside of your life that you've lost what you once were, you are never going to overcome it. I can be honest about the cause.
Right.
God has traced back to the cause.
That's right.
Amen.
The human heart is subtle. Like Jeremiah said, the human heart, what does it say? Is deceitful above all things.
That's
desperately weak. You don't know. There's only one who knows.
Amen.
He who discerns the thoughts and intents of the
heart. Amen.
You need to get yourself in his presence and then discern you once again. And in his presence you say, search me, O Lord.
Amen.
And try me, Lord, and see whether there's any evil things.
That's right.
And then when he shines the light of his word by his grace, he says, my friend, that That's a rotten attitude that you've got these days. You never used to allow attitudes like that inside of your life. Now he's shown me your enemy. Now he's shown me your mortal enemy. Now you wage warfare. Now you take all of the spiritual resources of praise, all the spiritual resources of the word, all the spiritual resources of the message of the hour, and you concentrate them against that enemy.
Amen.
And the enemy will try to sidetrack you, my friend.
Yes.
He's the master of sidetracking you before
that's
the
right.
Done.
Amen.
But he's the master that you start well. It's not he who starts well, he finishes well.
Amen.
It's not he who starts the race, it's the one who finishes the race.
Yes.
That's the one who gets the benefit, gets the prize. And in between the time, like we said on Friday, when God gives you a visitation, when he speaks to you, yeah, and he reveals something to you, and you can sense God is dealing between that time and the time you really receive the testimony, the fullness of the potential of what that is. The devil's going to try to come in that gap there in the middle.
That's right.
He's going to try to get you sidetracked. Mm. He's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to get you busy and do unnecessary things in this life. He's going to do so many things. Because one thing that the devil fears is an up-to-date experience with God.
That's right.
He doesn't mind the past ages testifying, but God doesn't want you to testify of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. He doesn't want you to have an up-to-date experience with him. You know, he doesn't mind all the historical things we can speak, but he doesn't want that. And when he sees and he senses and he discerns, then God is starting to deal with you inside of your life once again. When he starts to feel, see that, there's something taking place. As it was in the birth of Moses. He knows, I've got to crush this in its infancy. I've got to rally all my troops. I've got to use all of my resources to stop this in its infancy. Because if I allow this to grow, this is going to threaten my kingdom.
Amen.
The same as the Lord Jesus Christ when he was born, friends. It was exactly the same. Why did heaven all of a sudden get inspired? Just say, kill all the children. It was the devil.
Right.
He knew that the word had been born. He knew the word was in its infancy. He knew this word just comes to full maturity. I'm in a lot of trouble. And he knows the same thing in your experience as well.
That's right.
He knows that if that word, that flame, that spark which has been sparking inside of you, if you keep feeding that flame, you keep feeding that experience through prayer, you keep feeding that experience through worship, the prophet said, you keep feeding that experience with the waters of the word.
Friend,
he knows what this message did in the ministry of the prophet.
Amen.
He knows the potential of this message.
That's right.
You think he wants you and I to come to the full realization of this message? He's going to do everything he can, lawful and unlawful. He's going to work out of the message in your job, with your neighbors. He's going to work in your health if he can. He'll come right in the church.
Amen.
He's always done the wheat and the chaff. Always do whatever he can, because there's one thing that he fears, is this word expressing itself. For this word to be made flesh and to express itself fully once again, that's the thing which he fears. And friends, that's the calling of the bride. We are the word made flesh.
Amen.
But it takes revelation for us to come to the full inheritance. So as we come in step by step, one step at a time, by revelation, possessing our inheritance, our friend, it's a battle. That's how we sing the song, must I be carried to the sky, on flowery beds of Eve when others fought to gain the prize and sail through bloody sea. No, I must fight. Increase my
courage.
Friends, we need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And you don't need to put the shield down before the end of the journey.
No.
Amen.
This is going to be a battle right in the body chain. You're going to fight against the flesh.
Amen.
You're going to fight against the world. You're going to fight against the devil. The threefold manner of sin that's going to buffet you. But friend, God has given us something far more powerful than all those things.
Amen.
Amen.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises us.
Hallelujah.
And all we've got to do is use the whole armor that is
Amen.
The spiritual armor.
But if you're not in a spiritual condition, the armor is not active. The sword of the Spirit without the fellowship of the Spirit, how much good does it do you? You know, one of the worst things you ever find is people that have the sword without the Spirit. It does a lot of damage.
Yeah. That's right.
It does a lot of damage.
Yes, sir.
That's how Paul says, holding the truth in love.
Amen.
That's what you want. Love can be corrected. But people know when there's a motor of love behind what you say.
Amen.
If you come to me today and say, hey, brother, you're not what you used to. I'm worried about you.
Yes,
you never used to allow this, and this inside of your life. If I'm honest with myself, I'll embrace you and say, brother, you really love me.
Amen.
Yeah. Because Jesus is the lover of my soul.
That's right.
And if you love me, you're going to love my soul. Amen. You're going to love my soul more than my feelings. Sometimes you're more interested in appeasing somebody's feelings rather than being honest with their soul.
Amen. Help us.
That's why you'll know someone else in church is doing wrong and you do nothing about it. Amen. In my mind, you're going to be guilty by association.
Amen.
The same judgment God visits on them is going to spill over on you. Because you should have done something about it.
Amen.
You know, Achan has got a gold wedge and a Babylonian garment, and he's buried it in the camp. How can you keep quiet? It's not only Achan that's going to suffer, it's the whole march.
That's right.
We're going to come to
help us,
Lord. Truly. We're going to fight, we're going to hit against things that we can't defeat, things we used to defeat.
Amen.
No, friends, let's not compromise with sin. Let's not compromise with the Lord said it to King Saul. It says, when you go and smite those Amalekites. Men and women and child, every one of them, don't leave anyone alive. And the prophet says, you may think it's children. He says, yes, because a baby Amalekite grows into a full grown.
That's right.
And because Saul didn't do that, in the book of Esther now, we find the whole nation of Israel was in peril because of him. We shouldn't be put to death.
That's right.
Don't compromise with sin.
Amen.
There's no such thing as a little sin.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
You want to get the Bible from the beginning to the end. There's no such thing as a little sin. Sin is sin.
That's right.
Amen.
Sin is sin. And sin is treacherous.
Yes,
and sin is deadly. And sin is deceptive. And sin will make you think it's your friend when it's your worst enemy.
That's right.
Like Delilah. It'll be so attractive, it'll come and it'll make you lie down on its knees and it'll be, you know, stroking your head and speaking sweet words. But the real motive and objective of sin in its heart is never changing.
That's right.
Destroy the life of God in the believer.
That's
all he wants to do. He wants to mar your testimony. He wants to spoil you. Friends, especially our young people, be careful of that.
That's right.
Satan will come to you and offer you the kingdom now. That's what he did to Jesus. He said, if you bow down and worship me, you don't have to carry your cross. You don't have to go the road of redemption. You don't have to follow the bloody footprints. You can have it right now.
Amen.
And the devil will come to you and say, this issue was great about marriage. Yeah. Don't you see other people, they've been praying for years.
Yes, sir.
And then what happens? Here comes somebody who's used a lot of cocaine. Shiny teeth like that. There'll come a girl that you've never seen someone so beautiful like that in one of your life. My friend, don't be deceived by outer appearance.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
The spirit behind that person is your enemy.
That's right.
That person is not your enemy because you don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Amen.
But there's a power and a principality that's working and moving that person. And there's an aim and an objective that you don't yet.
Richard Brown, yeah,
it's working towards an aim and an objective. And especially you young girls. Boys is better. We ran around, saw our wild oats, yeah? And we come back and forgive us, nobody knows much about it. But what happens with them?
My mind.
You come back. And there's a veil that's been rent that can never come back to its original state as well. Or you come back and you've got children.
My mind.
Yeah? And although you're forgiven, it's hard to be justified. And you can't go back to what you used to be. Friends, that's why the devil always aims at the woman. He aimed right the way from Eden.
Amen.
He knows exactly what to aim at. And now the prophet says, you sons of God.
Yeah.
The prophet would put a cross on his rear view mirror.
Prophecy.
So that when the woman would walk down the street,
amen,
walking and mincing the way that they would,
He'd start getting attracted by them. He'd look away. And he would say, there was a time I was sick. I almost lost my eyesight. And Jesus gave it back to me.
Amen.
Give me my eyesight back that I might behold things.
Hallelujah.
Gave me my eyesight back that I might look away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That I might study his word.
Amen.
That I might feed upon the message of God.
Hallelujah.
So let's be careful in this age,
friends.
Amen. The thing that I've really learned, Brother Wallace says that in the most spiritual environment, people can spiritually die the quickest.
Yes, sir.
You'll find that other people are rejoicing in the spirit. There'll be other people there that are just so far from God. They're just so far from God. It's like they've forgotten what it is to rejoice in the Lord. And the more other people rejoice, the more the devil will bring a condemnation on you. And the more difficult it becomes for you to be honest with other people about your condition. Because you think, but I'm the only person. And no, my friend. There's the seasons of the soul. There's seasons. Brother Johnny was preaching about it earlier today.
Amen.
The earth is tilted at 23 degrees. God has allowed it to be like that. That means it's going to be a season. He says it's like in your own life.
Yes, sir.
Your nature, your fallen nature is tilted as well.
Amen.
So it's going to be seasons of springtime.
Yes, sir.
When you really feel it, I really want to push on. I feel like traveling on.
Amen.
But just give it time. It's not going to stay like that. Because of that tilt in your fallen nature, you're going to wake up the next day maybe depressed. Saying like David, oh my soul.
Amen.
Why are you cast down within me?
Yes.
Hope thou in God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's just the shoe and crab.
Yes.
That's just the effects of sin. But my friend, your soul, you can have seasons.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit, I should say. But your soul only has one season.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If you keep it in the presence of the Lord, your soul will always be rejoiced.
Amen.
Amen.
And though the outer man perish, but the inner man is renewed day to day.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's got to be the testimony of the church. That's why I said, it's the simple things that we overlook. You find somebody saying, but I'm backsliding in my spirit. The first question we always ask is, are you reading the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Are you praying?
Yes, sir.
And you know what the first answer always is?
No. No.
You know it straight away.
That's right.
Now the doctor knows when you go with certain symptoms, it's the season of flu, say. As you go with the high fever, you go with the blocked nose. Even before you finish saying what you say to the doctor really knows. He's already just about to write the prescription because it's so common. And friends, this is the common malady among the sons
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
That's true.
Don't pray enough and don't read their Bibles
enough. Amen. Amen. Help us, Lord.
Oh, and you know, when we listen to the message, when we make a mistake, we listen to totally irrelevant messages.
Yes, sir. That's true.
And I remember a brother that was really down in his experience, and I asked him, what message are you listening to? He said, marriage and divorce. And I said, you've got to match.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's when you need grace. And sometimes when you're out of the spirit, you need to ask somebody else.
That's right.
Just say, this is what I'm going through. Do you know of something I could listen to? And because other people, God has put them before you in the Lord. They passed the same valley that you
That's got. Right.
They passed the same pathway that you did. They will tell you exactly what it is that you need to do.
Amen.
They'll say, oh, my friend, you know the prophet at the present stage of his ministry? Do you know the prophet had all doors closed? He thought everything was wrong. And then the Lord had to reveal to him that before coming time becomes a testing time.
Amen.
Or you might need to listen to your standing in the gap once.
Yes.
When you're thinking to head to Alaska, you think of the pressures of the ministration of Christ in your life is too much for you. You go listen to the prophet. And you say, he was also there in the situation.
Amen.
Or this mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Think of all the misses that they are. Blind Bartimaeus.
Amen.
Amen.
There's all whatever need that you have, friends. If God is God, if Christ cares for his bride, which he does, there's an answer to
everything. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a remedy, there's a balm in Gilead.
That's right.
Any circumstance
Amen.
That we
That's right.
Amen.
But Solomon was taught by David what? You've got a secret, a hidden treasure.
Yes, sir.
The hair just pop out and look you in the face.
Amen.
You've got to desire it. You've got to be like the prophet when he said, God hasn't been speaking to me. If he doesn't speak to me, I'm getting up on those mountains there. I'm taking neither food nor water. And I'm going to stay there.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to have that attitude inside himself. I need you. I need you. I need to speak to you.
Amen.
Speak to my situation.
Amen.
And friend, it never fails.
That's true.
When you can't come to him,
amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
He came to me. I couldn't come to you.
Amen.
The need, the cry in the soul of a son and daughter of God.
Amen.
It's impossible for God not to be moved.
It's true.
Can a genuine father wake up in the middle of the night? Like Brother Max did.
Amen.
And he's got his son aching with a fever in the other room.
Amen.
Though you may be sick yourself, you'll struggle out of that bed.
Amen.
You'll forget about your affliction.
Amen.
You'll go to your
Amen.
Son. You'll go to your daughter.
Amen.
How much more the God of heaven?
Amen.
This fatherhood is but a type of that.
That's right.
Amen.
He's the fount of all fatherhood.
Amen.
Just a teaspoon of the great ocean.
Amen.
How can he not be moved by your need?
Amen.
Amen.
To the lies of the devil.
Amen.
People think, God doesn't love me anymore.
Why?
But I've never heard of
more brothers than that.
Amen.
The devil tells us those things. You know, all you've got to do, if you want to answer that question, take a small little journey to Calvary once again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want to know what God thinks about you, if you want to know if God loves you, you just take a trip back to Calvary.
Amen.
And you just go and kneel down there at the foot of the cross. And you look up for a few minutes.
Amen.
And you see his wounds. And you see the crown of thorns crushed into his brow. You see that hands and the feet, the blood of redemption being shed.
Oh my God.
You see his back having been plowed like a field.
Hallelujah.
You see that plucked out his beard, it says.
Yeah.
You see him, the prophet says, hanging there, screaming for mercy. My God, why is not possible? And then you tell me that God doesn't love you. On what basis do you say God doesn't love you? Because he didn't answer your prayer in the time that he thought he should answer. My friend, he knows better way to answer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes he knows he's going to wait 4 days.
That's right.
That must be the truth. Because he wants you to learn the full lesson.
Amen.
And he wants to be glorified to the full
extent.
He knows when to answer the prayer. He knows how to make the best for you and best for him.
Amen.
My friend, when we're not fresh in our spirits, we're not walking with the Lord, it's difficult because now we're not governed by the sixth sense of God, but that dimension of the kingdom of God, that dimension of divine love, that dimension of grace, so real to us. Because it's only the sixth sense that connects us with God. That doesn't mean that dimension isn't there. Doesn't mean that God's love isn't there. He'll still be protecting you as he always did. He'll still be ministering to your needs as he always did. But for you to have an enjoyment, a reality, a realization of those things, it's not real to you anymore. Because your sense has got numbed, it's got dulled by circumstances or by sin or by worry or unbelief. The prophet says, what causes amnesia? He says, sometimes it's a shock. Sometimes it's warfare. There's different things that cause amnesia. And the worst thing about amnesia, you forget who you are.
Yes.
And friend, when you forget who you are, you forget who your father is.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You forget.
That's true.
And there's only one cure to amnesia. Take people back to familiar territory.
Amen.
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 And when you start coming back to familiar territory once again, you start getting up in the morning again and you put on those messages and you hear from your ear. And other people are still asleep. And then, like the brothers were saying at the convention, the voice behind you.
Amen.
There's a supernatural voice behind the voice.
Yes.
And that supernatural voice, you know what you're doing? You come into the breast of El Shaddai.
Amen.
You're the little baby that's fretting and is kicking and is troubled. You're sick, it's not doing well. You just bring that baby to its mother. and just put that baby on its mother's breast. And at first, it'll still be fretting, still be kicking and stuff. But the moment that it starts to nurse those resources from its mother, which God divinely has ordained to be the remedy to that situation, as you find the baby starts to nurse, it starts to cry. And I'm going to find it's a blessing. And my friend, if you know the breast, I'll tell you one thing. You need to get back to the breasted option.
Amen.
And it's the breasted body as both all in the New Testament. Oh, friend, there's so much that you can nurse from there. But that's the resources that we need. It's not rocket science to be a believer. You know, Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. That was a progressive revelation.
That's right.
It didn't start complicated. It must have started simple. And as he walked with God, God revealed more. God revealed more. And then Enoch didn't realize himself the effect it was having inside of his own spirit.
Amen.
But you'll never be the same.
Yes.
After revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time God speaks to a Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
God can't speak and things stay the same.
No.
So whenever something spiritual is being ministered to you, and you receive it spiritually, it's doing something to you. You may not realize it, but you just keep walking with God like that for a season, and then wait and see the difference that happens. Then you'll find the old enemy that used to torment you, that you couldn't overcome before, you'll find it pops up into your line of sight once again. And then you will find something that there's going to be some faith muscles that you have now that you didn't
have.
You're going to find something that's going to rise up inside of you that's going to be more than a match for that situation.
Amen.
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 You didn't realize the power of revelation.
Amen.
You didn't realize the power of believers sitting around in our
lives
under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Fellowshipping around the message of the Lord. It transforms people.
Amen.
We fellowship before, you find people are healed.
That's right.
Unbelievers come and are healed.
That's right.
Born again.
Amen.
Just because of that atmosphere.
Amen.
Friends, it's the atmosphere that brings the results.
Amen.
It's the atmosphere. It's not the knowledge. Knowledge puffed up. But charity edifies.
Hallelujah.
Builds up.
That's right.
Knowledge puffs itself up. There's that divine love. And there's the truth in the life. And people are speaking truth with the right motive and the right objective. Our friends and guests be born.
Amen, amen.
Don't you love those times of fellowship? But when you leave them, all you want to do is go and pray. Friends, that's the kind of fellowship.
Amen.
But we've all had those kinds of fellowship that when you leave there, you question your Christian walk. You're thinking of the flight to Alaska. You get to those stages. You don't want, in your time of trial, to spend too much time in that kind of
fellowship.
That's right.
Amen.
You need to separate yourself from those things. So on Friday that Jesus, before he went and raised up Jairus' daughter, he took all those unbelievers. And he put them out.
That's right.
And then he shut the door. And it was only Peter, James, and John. Faith, hope, and charity. And the mother and the father and Jesus. And that's how they approach that situation.
Amen.
And sometimes we need to go through a process separating ourselves from unbelief, separating ourselves from all these negative influences, getting ourselves in the inner veil and getting the curtain dropped behind us.
Amen.
Until it's just you. And the
Shekinah
is Our friend, the situation is
Amen.
You can never be the same from there.
Amen.
You can never come from that kind of a situation and you still be the same.
No.
Outwardly, the circumstances may be the same. That doesn't matter.
Because
inwardly, something's changed.
Amen.
And the outward will fall in line with the inward.
That's right. Amen.
The outward will fall in step, come into harmony. If you just keep walking in the Spirit, everything else starts walking in tune with you. That's the way that it's supposed to be.
Amen.
And the scripture says, if a man's ways please God, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you please God, God will give you seasons in your life of peace. Like he did to Solomon. You know why he does that? Because he wants you to believe.
Amen.
There's time to fight and
there's time to believe. Yes.
You may get warfare now. My friend, you wage warfare until that enemy is destroyed.
Amen.
And you'll find God will take you to the next row where you're Christmas.
That's right.
And you'll find there's a peace.
Amen.
You'll find now you can start making a progress. Now you start getting in the word and line upon line, precept upon precept. You start finding something being built and established inside of your experience. You find fortifications being renewed. You find the altar being restored.
Amen.
You find all those things taking place because God is a restorer.
Amen.
No matter where you are today, if you can just hear these words from Him, I will restore such a
place. Hallelujah.
He's promised He'll restore. You might sound beyond restoration. I never yet found a son or daughter of God.
That's right.
When all of the 1,209 messages, where there was a child of God beyond restoration. And I'm sure I can point you to many people that are in a far worse condition than you.
That's right.
There's people that have committed far more sin than you. Backstabbed far further than you. There's people that gave themselves up to the devil manifold more times than you. And God restored them.
Hallelujah.
If God can restore the maniac, a man so demon possessed, that the only thing that was left was his soul crying. Jesus came and just through the power of the message of the hour, the power of the anointed word, He delivered him and ministered him to his right mind.
Amen.
And he wants you to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, go and tell the people the great things of God. It doesn't matter where you are.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how far down
the
you
are.
Amen.
You know that worst sinner in the city, yes? The brother preacher. Who was the worst sinner in the city? It wasn't that prostitute. It's not what the prophet is saying. It was Simon the
Pharisee. That's right. Yeah.
Because unbelief is the worst sin.
Amen.
Self-righteousness and pride and arrogance is the worst sin. That woman there, she knew all along what she was doing was wrong. Maybe she'd been put out on the street as a young girl by her parents. She didn't know any other way to make a living. She sells the morals of the body. And deep down inside of there was a seed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If only there was a way of escape.
Amen.
If only somehow a door could open to me. And friend, God moved from
heaven. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God sent Jesus into her town.
Amen.
There was a visitation. It wasn't just a visitation. But someone came and kissed her.
Amen.
Somehow somebody told her about Jesus. You know that Jesus is in the town. And something moved inside of her soul. But friend, between that time that she received that testimony, that visitation, and the time she received, go in peace. Your faith is in you. Go and sin no more. She had a lot of things she had to press.
That's right.
To come to the real testimony, she had to press a lot of things. She had to press through the crowd. She was unclean in the eyes of the people. She has to press past the doorkeeper at Simon the Pharisee's house. She has to come past all of the critical disciples that were surrounding Jesus. And then finally she got to the place which is the only place that things got to
change.
She got to the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
And my friend, you don't stop until you get to the feet.
Amen.
You don't stop until He speaks to you.
Amen.
And she gets there. What does she have? She brings the best that she could have. She brings the alabaster box. Onions and ages. She brings the best that she can. And when she gets to His feet, she brings the alabaster. She pours it out. That was a token of what was happening inside of her. Something was broken from
her.
And the Bible says what? A broken spirit.
Amen.
Don't justify yourself in it.
No.
That's what's holding back the blessing of God from giving you the power of restoration.
Amen.
Don't justify yourself. But you need a broken spirit.
Amen.
You need a contrite heart.
Amen.
You need to be honest with yourself.
Amen.
You need to say, I'm wrong.
Amen. Amen.
No matter how I try to justify myself, I'm wrong. I should never have allowed this inside of me. I should never have come to this place. I'm wrong and He's right now.
Amen.
But when she got there, she thought the brothers in the church were going to help her. There's Judas. Says a Winston. Did you waste this one? You should have sold it to the poor, sold it and given the money to the poor. And the other disciples start to murmur as well. But friends, Jesus never paid attention to that. And if you get yourself into his redemptive presence like that, you don't care what other people say.
That's right.
You don't care what other people say. The only thing they say, you want to get the job done.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You'll never be satisfied. God has ordained your soul to never be satisfied with anything else.
That's right.
That's why, friends, we said on Friday, never try to quench the holy thirst. God has put that thirst inside of you. And he's ordained that he is the only one that can quench that thirst.
Amen.
Don't you ever go out there and try to quench it on these broken systems.
No.
You're wasting time.
That's right.
There's only one thing. Is the fountains of living water. And let's not forget those living waters.
Israel had sinned against God. God had brought them out under the ministry of a prophet, purified, taken them through the Red Sea. They got out of truth. They got a course and came to Horeb and dry place. A dry place, backslidden in their experience. God speaks to Moses. That's grace for us. It says, Moses, the people are going to perish. Take your rod, the judgment. Go and stand. Smite the rod. The prophet says, he should have smitten the people. But it was God's grace as Moses. Don't you smite the people. Smite the rod.
Amen.
And bring forth its water. And in Calvary, when we should have been smitten by we should have been smitten from
the rod.
God says, no, I'm not going to smite you because I love you. I'm going to smite the rock. Now we don't need the rock to be smitten anymore. Now we speak to the rock.
Amen.
Friend, that's all that you need to do today.
That's right.
The young ones come and sing. If you need healing,
speak to the rock.
If you need salvation, speak to the rock.
Amen.
If you need your vision back again, speak to the rock.
Amen.
Friends, God's ways are not complicated. He leads us progressively into deeper and deeper things. But the building blocks, the foundation stones of our spirit are simple. It's simple.
Amen.
Keep your sins under the blood.
That's right.
And there's another principle. The Bible says, he who confesses his sins,
yes, sir.
Doesn't stop there. And forsakes them.
That's right.
Don't come with a giant confession. Lord, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Boo hoo, boo hoo. And then in your phone, you keep the number of that girl. Yes.
No.
You confess your sin, then you forsake
them. Amen.
You blot out the records of
life. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You erase any record of your transgression, your iniquity. You burn the breaches. That's what you need.
That's right.
Vikings, when you come to conquer the land, you burn your boats on the beach. So there's no turning back.
That's right.
My friends, there's too many people that keep their bridges back to the land. There's too many people say, well, if this doesn't work, maybe I just need to keep my reputation right amongst my crowd. You'll never get the full
result. That's right.
The prophet says Christianity only works when you do it perfectly. What is perfect? With all your heart.
Amen. That's right.
What the God is telling you to do today, just do it with all your heart.
Amen.
That's what he's asking you to do. He's not asking you to do things that he hasn't told you to do. But he's expecting the expectation of a father's love. Looking down at you with yearning today, saying, just do what I told you to do.
Amen.
And do it with all your heart.
Amen.
And see the change.
Amen.
But we need to confess our sins and we need to forsake them. We don't need to give ties back to those old things once again. We don't need to bring those things along with us. If you're going to follow Jesus, I have decided
Amen.
To follow Jesus.
Amen.
No turning back, no turning back.
Amen.
The world behind me, the cross people.
Amen.
Don't no one join me,
so,
yes, I will follow.
Amen.
It's more than recompenses, whatever you do for him in this life and in the world to come.
Amen.
Joseph sold by his brothers. He loses the fellowship with his father. No problem. There's a greater fellowship with him.
Amen.
It's the fellowship of El Shaddai. It's the fellowship of the great one in the midst of his I mean, Joseph was having fellowship with the Lord. The Lord was with Joseph in prison. He didn't worry very much about the things that he had to get that he had to separate from for a season. Right? God is
like
that. Amen. Amen. You give your goat to Jesus to be used. He'll tell you, cast your net over the other side. And you'll find there's 153 fish.
Amen.
He's no man's
death. Amen.
So saints, as we push on as believers,
amen.
Let's keep things clear.
Amen.
Let's not forget who our enemy is.
Amen.
Look around you today here. Nobody here is your enemy.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody here is your enemy.
Amen.
You know what the devil tells you? Nobody here is your enemy.
Amen.
Everybody here is with you.
Amen.
Everybody here wants you to prosper.
Amen.
Everybody wants you to see you come to what God wants you to do.
Amen.
Amen. You may have a little ups and downs, but you're not enemies, friends.
No.
Amen. You're not enemies. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. But our enemy, powers and principalities, the rulers of this current that's who we fight against. It's a spiritual warfare. If someone spoke evil of you, it wasn't them. It was the devil that influenced
them.
So our warfare is against that spirit that anointed them. And the greatest weapon to conquer is love. Divine love paralyzes the devil.
Amen.
His plan may be so advanced that he thinks this ain't going to fail. But you just introduced divine love. And that's the power of his restoration. You know, the lovely thing about the Lord, you may grind away for a while, you may go through your afflictions, but when he brings you back into his presence, you forget that you're
in
the just a few seconds at his feet. Like David says, what a day in your courts. It's better than a thousand days anywhere else. That's how it is. Let's come back to that.
Amen.
Let's finish the service and come to a time of prayer.
Amen.
Let's seek Him. If you call in your experience,
amen.
I'm saying to you now, speak to them.
Amen.
Speak to someone else.
Amen.
Speak to them.
Amen.
If you need divine healing, speak to the Lord.
Amen.
If you need restoration, He's already told you.
Amen.
I will restore
sin. Amen.
Speak to the Lord.
Amen.
Speak to Elshin. Let's come back to the strength giver once again. We give no strength for any circumstance.
Amen.
No strength for any situation. You in Christ, you're majority.
Amen. Amen.
You in Christ, you're the overcomer. There's nothing can overcome someone who's walking with Christ.
Amen.
Possible it doesn't happen. Let's just seek it.
Amen.
Walk.
Amen.
Just a closer walk.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mercy. thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me.
Yeah.
That's really amazing to see that. One little blessing. Let's dedicate a little one for them.
Amen.
To Jesus, we do thank you that you say, Amen. Suffer the little children to come unto me and bring them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that you said that you'd watch over them.
That's right.
Lord Jesus, when the parents are not there, when the parents turn their back, Lord Jesus, we know that you will never turn your back.
Amen.
To watch over them. We dedicate little Abigail up to you, Lord. Father, we give it to your hands. When you lead her from this tent,
yes, Lord.
Father, may you be an influence inside of our life, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, reveal your goodness. Reveal your love.
Yes.
And Father, if there be a tomorrow and she'll grow up, may she give you the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Upon the parents as well.
Amen.
That you bless them, Lord, that you continue to lead and guide and help them.
Yes.
Bless their family, Lord. Thank you for allowing us in our lives to allow our lives to cross within them.
Yes, Lord.
Now they come to bring the fruits of the union to you. We dedicate
Lord.
A precious child to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Friends to me, for I remember.
you forget Calvary, Lord. Father, it's the very reason, Lord, that you are gathered here in your house. Father, in the way that you are able to express yourself to us, Lord, even on this day. Father, you met our needs today, Lord. Father, you spoke, Lord, even to the deepest part of our hearts, Lord, even to our soul. Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for energizing our souls, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that, Lord, when we come out of your house, we won't go out the same way we came in.
Amen.
Father God, those that were discouraged, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we trust, Lord, that, Father, by your manifest power, they are now encouraged, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, those with questions, the questions were answered, Lord.
Amen.
Father, every need was met upon this day.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, how we so much thank you. Faithfulness to us, Lord, that you said you will not leave us fatherless. And Lord, how true that is, Lord. Father, for you spoke to us, Lord God, redeeming grace even upon us.
Amen.
Father, the power of Satan was broken, Lord, in the lives of your people today.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, please, Lord. Father, just bring that awakening, Lord. Father, even to the consciousness of your children, Lord, upon this day. Father, so that we can not be tossed to and fro, Lord God, by the enemy. But, Lord, with the full realization of who we are and what we are called unto, O God. Oh, Lord, we appreciate, Lord God, the grace you ministered to us, Lord. We appreciate, Lord, our pastor.
Amen.
God, who humbled himself, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Indeed, you could use him, Lord, to speak to your
children. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
How would he have known, Lord God, what's in the lives of your people? But, Lord, we so much appreciate grace. We so much appreciate, Lord, Father, what you've done for him.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for song, Lord, even on this day.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for dedication of child, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we appreciate these things. We don't take them for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for testimony, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, how faithful you are to us, Lord. How you are that mighty conqueror, Lord. How you fight for us, Lord God, when we can't fight.
Amen.
Lord, when the enemy thinks he has us, Lord, then you bring about a testimony.
Amen.
So, Lord God, we pray, Father, that the testimony even given today would encourage us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that we'd not be afraid, Lord, when we meet challenge, Lord. But, Lord, we'll hold fast to your word.
Amen.
With the realization, Lord, that testimony comes from difficult circumstances.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray, even as you've given, Lord, healing to our brother, we trust that your grace will touch Brother Shepherd where he is.
Amen.
Father, you lift him from the bed of sickness, Lord.
Amen.
We know Satan comes from the outside trying to get to the inside. So we pray, Lord, that our brother, you'd lift him up on the inside, Lord.
Amen.
So that the outside can follow, Lord God. Father, we give thanks to you once again for everything said and done, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the visitors in our gates.
Amen.
You know
that
our visitors, they're your daughters, Lord.
Amen.
These pure journeys, Lord, here in Ireland, Lord. Meet their needs as well.
Yes,
Father, God, Lord, every person, Lord, that woke up from their house, Lord, to come here, Lord. Father, continue to guide and to lead us.
Amen.
Lord, may we be in expectation to hear from you once again, Lord, at the next service, Lord.
Amen.
Father, trusting that, Lord, when we come with a pure heart,
Amen.
That you're going to bless us once again.
Amen.
Father God, please be with us, Lord, as we journey from here. Give us traveling mercies, Lord, in the places where we have fellowship.
Yes,
please,
Lord.
May you be that unseen guest.
Amen.
Father, may we be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that we don't allow Satan, Lord, to come in our midst to grieve away that tender dove, Lord.
Amen.
But, Father, may we watch our natures, watch our spirits, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let our conversation be chaste, O God.
Amen.
Please be with us, Lord, for all we want to do is to live for you, Lord.
Amen.
Is to manifest, Lord God, your life through us, O God. Please grant us this grace, Lord. Be with us now as we depart, Lord. Father, we give thanks to you for everything, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Paul says, comfort one another with these words. It's coming soon.
Hey,
the word in the Bible is Maranatha. Maranatha is coming soon. Is that not the word of the book?
Amen.
You might say, my life has been hard. It's okay, he's coming soon.
Amen.
You might say, but oh, you don't know the things I've been through. That's okay, because he's coming soon.
Amen.
And when he comes, friends, all of these things are past. And imagine the future that awaits us. Let's sing that song as we dismiss. He's coming soon. He's coming soon.
this is the end. After coming, golden Savior, through it.
He shall come to live there.